Sasha here, editor and coordinator of this February 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. I hope you're all well and have been able to enjoy some of our sunny days. Your readers this month are regulars Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Audrey. They're all continuing to record from home at the moment. We will be telling you about Rebecca Grant, actor, artist, singer, producer, mother. Oh, she's quite a long list of accomplishments. We meet local author Ellie Griffiths, hear about the benefits and pleasures of wild swimming and how to have a healthy heart. In the Past Lives feature about people who made our county great, Amelia Opie and Sir Robert Harvey are characters of real interest. With our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. So to get us underway, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
I can't say that I'm a huge fan of February as a month. It's something of a betwixt and between, the pause after the hope and relative excitement of the new year, and a bit before the first trembling signs of spring. Controversially, I'm not even that keen on the flower of the month, the snowdrop, beloved as it is by galanthophiles and casual browsers alike. It just seems a bit too early, a slightly apologetic little white droop of a thing inching out of the ground before we're quite ready. But hold on, this is all a bit glum. I mean, there's Valentine's Day to look forward to, isn't there? Well, that might depend on your life stage, I suppose. As a gawky teenager in an establishment where boys outnumbered girls by 10 to 1, there wasn't much chance of a card from a secret admirer in my school days. Even in later years, it seems the fine young ladies of Norfolk were missing a bit of an opportunity, though I'm pretty sure that Michelle from my Norwich City College English class sent me one. Mrs. C and I have long passed the point where a giant padded card and a dozen red roses might be exchanged, though she did get a very lovely bunch of flowers last year, thanks to a friend in the trade having some rejects lying about in his van. No need to mention the rejects bit to her, though. I might have wandered past his house on the day just in case. I mean, they were only going to end up in the skip. I have to confess that the legend of Jack Valentine, the Norfolk character who would ring the doorbell, leave a gift and run away, passed me by as well. My parents are Kentish folk and presumably had no idea that there were additional gifting opportunities for their children attached to this local myth. Or perhaps they did know and just kept shtum. Of course, there are some good bits to February. The sun climbs over the horizon a few minutes earlier and sinks a little later every day. And going for a walk on a crisp morning and drawing the frosty air deep into your lungs makes you feel glad to be alive. And there are plans to be made, perhaps even, whisper it, holidays to be thought about. The garden's starting to become busier with birds as their biological clocks tell them to begin preparing for the nesting season. And little green shoots, not just snowdrops, peek out. So perhaps I've been a bit harsh towards February. It is doing its best, after all, and does at least have the common sense to be a couple of days shorter than all the other months. Enjoy the issue.